For a period of 81 years, 1913 to 1994, the Natives Land Act of South Africa made it illegal for a black person to enter a land sale agreement with a white person or to purchase property outside of designated reserves. The following scenario helps to illustrate the consequences of that act. Imagine two factory workers who earn exactly the same salary each month, one white and the other black. On retirement, they are both granted the same pension package for their labor. The white man purchases a cheap property in a middle-income suburb and retires. The black man builds a home in a rural village, as determined by the act. It is important to understand where these two persons have invested their hard-earned money. For the white man, his money is invested in a fully serviced house, close to all amenities. He has proper roads and street lighting. Within a few years, his house appreciates in value and the bank is prepared to offer a loan to him and his family should they need it, on the basis that the man has full title deed to the land. There is, moreover, the likelihood that the area may be developed further, resulting in even greater appreciation and value of the property. Meanwhile, the black man who was forced to build his house in a reserve has no services at all. No running water, no sewage system, and no electricity. There are no tarred roads to his property, merely rutted tracks. No matter how beautiful his house may be, no bank would ever consider it an investment. Over time, the man's house depreciates and the money he originally put into it has not grown. In fact, it may all be lost. The children of these two men will start life off very differently, with opportunities that are worlds apart. The white parents would be able to secure a bank loan to pay for their children's studies, and later any business ventures they might wish to embark on. For the black child, there is no alternative but to work where his father worked, or to be employed by the white child who eventually opens his own business. For many black South Africans, this is still the reality today. Unable to qualify for bonded homes in overpriced developments and forced to build on rural land or grabbed land. Meanwhile, government expects a race that suffered for so many years to fend for themselves. Impossible. Read more in the exciting book titled The Missing Millions, The Story of Four Land Grabbers, available at most online bookstores. Email Sandy at themissingmillions.co.za.